Hey, John Boy.
Yeah.
You know, we've had lots of great people out here at the radio station this morning here at the Radio Ranch, and
yeah,
we've done a lot of special things. We've had everything except band.
Hey! Oh, here we go.
What?
Frawline or something.
That's cool.
We want to thank our Carl Williams. Where's Carl at? Carl has helped put this together. And, my eardrum. Did your eardrum just go bad there?
That's neat.
Huh?
We hadn't had this many people in this control room since that time we had all those tuba players show up out here. We had a tuba convention out here one day on the air.
This is Milt Allen, and he's the director in the Sacred Heart High School Night Pride Band, right?
Well, they're great, too, I'll tell you.
You guys
sure
are super. Thank you for coming out.
Now it's time for us to do the sports.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you remember how we used to do how we did the sports roundup years ago?
Yeah.
We got the band. We need to have the band just kind
of. Hang on a second. Hang on.
Just a second.
All right, we're going to do this live? Or?
Yeah, and we're going to do the. Need a little drum beat here.
Okay.
Sports Roundup, and here's John Wright.
Good morning, everyone. The Wichita Wranglers picked up their third straight victory, defeating Midland 7-4. The Royals get into interleague play tonight as they take on the Cincinnati Reds, and the Colorado Rockies are also back in action as they meet the Milwaukee Brewers in Denver. The Cards head to Detroit tonight to start an interleague series with the Tigers. More KFDI Sports after this.
Got a fence to fix this week? Check out these deals from the Wichita Fence Company, 4901 North Broadway. 100-foot of chain-link fence with post and fittings, just $129.95. Or get 6x8-foot white cedar flat stockade panels for just $29.95. Naturally, with 32 years' experience, Wichita Fence can install your fence, too, from residential chain link and privacy fencing to industrial and commercial fencing. Remember, you'll always get a good fence at a great price from the Wichita Fence Company, 4901 North Broadway. See our ad in Swabitz, the Southwestern Bell Yellow Pages.
The Cleveland Indians' second-day draft selections include, of all people, Kansas State superstar Michael Bishop. And we like to say, as Terry would say, green lights and blue skies, old Mike. It's been a pleasure working for you these past 21 years. And you'll always be the man with the white hat.
There you
That's
go.
That's good.
Mike, I got somebody else special on the line. Is it Mr. Owen?
Yes.
Can you say hi to old Mike?
Yes, I can.
To go, you're on the air, Buck.
Mike Oatman?
This is he.
The old Mike Oatman.
The old Mike Oatman.
Mike, it was 1967. Wow. I came and played for you, and a girl came by your station and said, there's no more tickets to be had. How am I going to get in to see Mike Oatman? And you gave her your ticket. And guess what? She's in there in the bed right now. Buck Owens here.
That's right. And you met your wife at the Cotillion Ballroom, didn't you?
Yeah, I remember you and Jack McFadden. I said, is there a little girl out there on the stage on the other end? And Jack said, yeah. I said, you'll find her. He said, there's 5,000 cowboys out there and you want it. And Mike said, I remember you said to Jack, said, come on, Jack. I saw her. She was by the radio station this afternoon. I don't know what she looks like. We'll go find her. And you guys came back with it in about 10 minutes.
Well, you know what, Buck? When you came to town the first time in Wichita, we gave you the key to the city.
Yep.
And you still have the key to the city of Wichita. You're welcome here any day, anytime.
Mike, was it Kay Hay in El Paso?
Yeah.
Where I first met you?
That's right. It was at the Liberty Hall in El Paso, Texas.
I learned my answer.
Yeah, and
when was that? About 1960, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, it was. And you were singing second fiddle and Above and Beyond and songs like that, you know, and being a hit record. And,
yeah.
And you were unconventional when you came on the stage and stayed that way all through your career. And also, folks, for those of who don't know, Buck Owens is a radio man. He's owned radio stations and operated radio stations all throughout his career. He's been a country singer, but he's also one of the best businessmen in the business. So,
Sometimes, Mike, as you know, haven't been in radio all those years yourself and before, you wonder if you got in the right business or not.
Yeah, that's true. But you know what? I've been so proud to watch you and to know about your crystal club out there, you know, and we've seen you come back a little bit more. I just wish you'd make some more records. We'd play them.
Well, I know you would, Mike. You're a few of the people that, as George Jones was telling me the other day, he said, you know, there ain't many people play a country record anymore. And I said, well, there's enough of us that, I just thought, there's enough of us that your new record's getting way up in the charts now.
That's right.
Buck, well, thanks for being with us this morning.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Mike. And good luck to you, and please come see me.
Okay, Buck, we'll do it. Take care.
All right, we're about 8 minutes away from 8 o'clock here as we're working on the final show for old Mike. Yeah. Dan Dillon is in here now. We had something we worked up here, right? Yeah. Right, Dan?
That's right. Well, before we get to that, John, I wanted to say that it was back in January of 1979 that this guy next to you, Mike Lynch, and old Mike hired me in Glenn Valentine's office in Omaha, Nebraska.
He was the all-night guy.
And he decided to bring me down here as news director in 79. Thank you very much for the opportunity. I really appreciate it. It's going to be tough not to work with you in the morning.
You know, when Dan's probably never heard this, but after we met him down there, he said, that guy's on all night? And we said, yeah. He said, he sounds like God talking. You know, he's got a great voice, you know.
My head is big enough already, you know. But you know how sometimes the news kind of gets on a little bit late once
not
in a while.
Not very often. Not very often, really.
It's supposed to be on at 2 minutes after the hour.
Well, I want to say that... over the years, I've kind of kept track, and the record is 8:06:10.
Yeah.
That's the record. Uh-huh. The news this morning won't get on until 8:06:15.
Oh, maybe. Really? Good.
We're not complaining.
It's fitting.
And I'm not complaining at all about it.
What you don't want to ever see is you look in through the control room window out here, and you see Dan Dillon shaking his head. I mean, it's you just feel terrible. You know, I've made the guy late, and he's shaking his head in there, you know. So.
Like the morning that happened, it was almost 6 after. He came in. After the thing was over, when he said, I don't know if you know it or not, but you've just witnessed history. He said, this is the latest we've ever been.
But it was worth it.
And, Mike, I tell you what, we have completed everything that we've got planned for the morning.
Uh-huh.
We're switching chairs.
Good.
I want you to come back
over here. I get to come
back
over my chair?
Yeah. Right. Is this your chair or is that your chair?
That's my chair over there.
Well come on over. Old Mike is coming back. He's been in the guest chair. You know, and I bet over the last 35 years, he's just about to lose his
careful old guy.
His earphones. I would guess that over the last 35 years, have you ever sat in that guest chair more than once?
No, I never have. This was one or two times.
All right, well, get yourself plugged back in.
All right, folks,
you've
I wish
got
you could
fill till 8:06:15.
Well, Mike Lynch is here. He can help me fill. You know. Mike's and I've been partners and friends since we started. So you can talk.
Are we on?
Yeah, we're on. We're on. That's right, we're on.
I forgot there was one more thing here that we were supposed to get on here before you brought
your
partner on, because it goes back to when you guys were partners.
Uh-oh.
We still are. What do you mean,
was? Still our partner, yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Is it ready? Here we go.
You always hurt the one you love. Done up for you by Hank Thompson and the Brazos Valley Boys. Here on old T-legged, toe-legged, B-legged, bow-legged, curly-headed P. Williker Mike's General Store this morning. And remind you that your dial is on the country sound for many miles around neighbors. This is Clear Channel 1070, colorful country radio.
Get up, go radio.
Be back with more of the same in a minute. Right now, if I had my druthers, I believe I'd rather listen to the news. And guess what? I got my druthers.
7:30 edition of KFDI Pony Express News.
If country music's the kind you like, then stay right here with old Mike. Giddy up. KFDI.
It was the strangest sight, I declare, when I saw the bear with a chartreuse hair.
Oh, ma'am, that weren't the kids. That's a whoop.
Oh, I don't know who that was. Did I ever sound that way? I mean, really?
Yeah, you have sounded that way a time or two.
I have.
Say, I want you to know that this is a real thrill for me.
To get me off the air?
No. No, but I want you to know that this is the first time in 35 years I've ever been on the old Mike early morning show.
Well, on the phone. We've talked on the phone.
Well, I mean, you know, come in and mess up everything. This has been great. I listened to Donovan and Wilcox early this morning. Really appreciate the old Shep Award.
Yeah.
And lots of the other friends and listeners that you've had throughout the years. Well, you know, I don't really consider this retirement.
No, I didn't retirement. I
don't,
like
I don't even like the word
I hate it
retirement.
Yeah, I hate it too.
I think this is an opportunity, really, for me to learn how to play golf with you a heck of a lot better than I have in the past.
Yeah. We might get to do a little fishing we never got to do. You know?
Yeah, and you know, even though the non-competes are in the contracts, I got a place picked out that's got a lake and a golf course and just a small station to throw a little bit of Western Swing at them now and then. And
well, so see, what our audience probably needs to know is that Lynch and I always thought, you know, we'd buy a radio station somewhere and we think, well, you know, the reason we'll go over there and we'll fish. You know, I mean, we'll fish over there and then we'll stop and work a little bit. We always figured that, but we found out after you'd buy one, you couldn't fish. You didn't have time.
That's right. First place we fished, I think, was over in Springfield, Missouri.
That's right.
And around Branson. We did that thing over there and that knocked us out of a fishing hole.
Yeah.
Yeah, then we fished it. Yeah. But, you know, in the time allowed, because Dylan's already given me the evil look.
Yeah, he's shaking his head.
I've been thinking for a long time, knowing this was going to happen. And I wanted to insert a couple of things that I think have really meant your success. And this is going to be just a touch of sincerity. Mm-hmm. And the first one that I'd put above the two would be your smile. Whether it's a serious situation or a fun situation or what have you, your smile has always been the thing that kind of, and the laugh. I like the smile and I like the laugh, and I think that's been an awful lot to your success. The other thing has been your perceptiveness. Now, I had to look that up. I use that a lot. But I think that's
a big word.
I think that's the ability to see through the subject matter and get to the answer before the situation is laid out. So I just wanted to insert those couple of things on your show this morning. I look forward to a tremendous future, and I think we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to be able to do some of the things that we haven't in
that
good
we
conscience
wanted to do.
What
a lot of people don't know is Mike and I have some real estate holdings together. We're going to office in the same place, and we got things to do, but hopefully not quite as intense.
We've got offices, whether these folks know it or not, that we pay rent on for. And I see Pat out here in the hallway.
Yeah.
You know, she's been kind enough to act as our go-between.
Yeah.
We haven't even been in these offices in 2 months.
Yeah. We've been waiting.
You don't even have furniture.
I don't have any furniture. Yeah. I'm moving this stuff out.
He's got an empty office out there, you know. And the weird thing, the really weird feeling is, and I don't know, I'm probably going to get up several weeks. I'll be showing up out here just kind of on autopilot, you know. Aren't I supposed to be here? But I got to tell this quick story. When I first came here, it was September 1st, 1964, that I went on the air for the first time at KFDI. And I'll never forget, right after the first show, the secretary, only had one, and came down and said, Mr. Lynch wants to see you in his office. And I said, oh, my gosh, I bet I really screwed up. You know, and I go in there, and Lynch is sitting there behind his desk, and he says, Oatman? And I said, yes, sir. And he says, I have never, And I thought, oh, my gosh, here it comes. I'm done. You know, first day I'm fired. He said, I have never heard anything as good as what you did this morning.
That's right. That is really right.
And it's been a long time since.
I wish you'd recorded that so I could just play it over and over and over. I think I'm going to run a wire to your house and let you use your turntables and stuff just so I can hear some good old Western Swing. Not that Doug isn't going to play Western Swing.
Oh, he
I know he's cut from the same cloth.
The boy's vaccinated. Yeah. No, he can't help it. Yeah, we picked him carefully.
Yes.
We studied his Western Swing credentials.
Mike, we've got one other Oatman that has you haven't heard from this one. We've heard from Janie and Melissa and the kids
the
and Andy. Here's Richard.
That's all right. I'm used to being last. Right. Third one, you know, third born, last one. All right, so.
You know what they're trying to do? They've got bets in the family that I'm going to break up, you know, and so they're out there trying. Now, I haven't broken up.
No, we bet 620.
Yeah, I think there's a pot or something, you know, I mean, a pool or something.
Melissa and I had $20. She said 615. I said 620, so. You've beat all that. So, I was driving into work trying to figure out what I wanted to say, and
maybe he's going to
Richard.
I thought I'd come armed before I started.
Yeah.
But
see, it runs in the family. Never again will he be able to teach me.
First thing I wanted to do was. Thank you for marrying Mom.
Yep. Best thing ever did.
Because without her, you probably would be an ignorant hillbilly. But I think all the listeners out there know that you wouldn't be anywhere near where you are without her.
Mm-hmm. And you wouldn't be here either.
That's probably true. The second thing is... you taught me a couple of things. You know, you taught me how to drive, and anybody that's ever ridden the car with you knows that that's not something I should be thanking you for.
Yeah.
You taught me how to run the board, which anyone that's heard you run the board before knows that that's not something I should be thanking you for either. But you taught me...
This is really funny. They were all betting. He's going to break it.
Yeah. you taught me a lot of... important things about business.
Yeah.
How to sell.
Hang in there, kid. You'll make it.
Oh, you're the one that's any dang in there. You're the one that's not going to make it. How to
sell. I wish you all could see this. This is a father and a son probably having one of the most serious conversations they've ever had, and they're not looking at each other.
No,
I mean, Richard's looking at the back of old Mike's head.
No, we can't look at each other.
And old Mike is
it.
Wiping his nose and his eyes.
Can't do it. But you taught me how to sell. You taught me the radio business. And a lot of people have said to me that working for you would probably be the toughest thing that I ever did. But no, it was actually the easiest thing I ever did. That
Janie, come get him, will you?
The people that haven't worked for their dads don't know what they're missing. And I thought that I would look forward to the day when...
Yeah, he was urging me. Hurry up and retire.
I thought I'd look forward to the day when you weren't sitting down the hall and watching my every move and watch what I do every day and griping at me at family meetings and griping at me in meetings. But the closer that gets, the more I don't look forward to it.
Well, you're kind.
And I'm going to miss you.
I'm going to miss you. Well, wait a minute. We're still going to hear you. You'll still be coming
You're
over
not dying,
for
right?
Yeah, you'll still be coming over for dinner about 3 days a week, won't you?
Yeah, really. And buying groceries and all that kind of stuff. And,
you know, Andy said something earlier. He said, I gave you the most trouble. None of our kids ever gave us any trouble.
Well, come on, let's be honest. Andy gave you a lot of trouble. He's not here. We can lie about
Richard
it. So.
Richard was the one who learned, you know, from all the other stuff. But none of our kids ever did. So we're, you know.
See, now he's saving his big breakup for his little poem he's got to read.
Due
here,
it
so.
Largely to your mama. You're right. That was the best thing.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm fine now. Everyone quit looking at me. I'm fine. All right.
Over.
Yeah, that's right.
He's
everybody
over.
Go away.
We've got one last thing here, Mike.
Right.
We want all the ranch hands to come in right now.
Golly, you guys.
Hello. Come on. Ranch hands. Hurry.
Dave Donahue's got something we want to set in front of you.
All right. What is this?
You know, over the years, this microphone in the studio has woke up KFDI country, and it just seems fitting from all the hands that the last words spoken on that microphone come from you.
And it's like retiring your jersey.
It's like retiring your jersey. Upon the completion of your shift this morning, we're clipping the mic, and a brand new microphone is going to be installed in the studio.
Is that in your budget? It's,
we bought it back in January. We thought the close was going to happen. So,
that's neat.
On behalf of all the ranch hands, we just want to give you a big round of applause. Thanks for the leadership and the memories. And we're now, everyone's going to leave the room, and we're leaving the studio up to you. We're all exiting the room. And, boss, turn out the lights when you finish up the show.
I'm going to sign everything off. No,
does this mean we have to work today?
Yeah, I want to see all of you in my office as soon as this is over with. I want to talk about the chaos of the morning show here. It's been told that we broke format too many times. You know, there is an old adage in show business that says, always leave your audience wanting more. And translated, that means get off the stage while they're still enjoying your act. Don't overstay your welcome. I'm not confident today enough to say that I haven't overstayed my welcome, but I hope not. You see, it seems like only yesterday that Janie and I and our daughter Melissa and our son Andy and our old dog Calamity Jane moved up here lock, stock, and barrel to take on a new career. It seems like only yesterday that Mike Lynch and I and a dozen or so early ranch hands schemed and dreamed of the day when all of Kansas would love country radio as much as we did and would take us in their homes and their cars, and advertisers would actually let us talk about them on the air. It seems like yesterday that we held our first anniversary party, our first listener appreciation show, brought in our first country concert, and became number one in the ratings for the first time. Went to Nashville and New Orleans to receive awards for the station, met Buck Owens and Eddie Arnold and Bob Wills and many, many more of our own country heroes. It was just yesterday that we began to buy other radio stations, like KTTS in Springfield and WOW in Omaha and KWKH in Shreveport and KBRQ in Denver and KVOO in Tulsa. Stations that we had loved listening to as kids, growing up in the business. Only yesterday came the realization that what started out as one AM radio station struggling to make the next payroll was now a giant radio empire, a great empire. The largest of all country music chains in the stations in the country. The realization that over 320 people depended on us for their livelihood and literally hundreds of thousands of listeners depended on us for their entertainment and companionship and information. Only yesterday that the awareness that 35 years has whirled by in a blur that now seems instantaneous. Dreams of success, I'm not doing this very well, dreams of success that have been fulfilled beyond our wildest imagination. Kids have grown, friends have been made and lost, more talented people than we had a right to know have come along and contributed each in their own way to those early dreams and those helped make them a reality. Listeners, some that we've never met face to face, have lifted and boosted and supported our enterprise until it soared above all the rest and have given us countless hours of unimaginable pride and joy at our endeavors. And no two old country boys could ever have been more fulfilled than you have made us. I have been asked by a lot of you why I'm leaving and why we've sold our company, and I want to share those reasons for you because we've shared most everything else all these years. There's some reasons. One is health. Janie's health isn't as good as we'd like it, though she's now holding her own and doing a little better every day. She's waited a long time for us to have those quiet, peaceful moments together when we could sleep in or sit on the deck and watch the sunrise or just hang out together, and when she could boss me around a bit. Travel. Everywhere that I've gone for the last 35 years, I've flown. Been in a hurry, done business, never taking time to slow down, or enjoy the countryside or see the territory, the side roads and the food and the people. And we plan to head out in the open road as often as possible with our friends to see and to enjoy what's around the next bend. A proper exit. There's nothing so sad as an old worn-out performer who has long since worn out his welcome and with whom time has passed by. Well, I'm not worn out yet, and I dang sure don't feel old, but I don't want you to have to come and drag me off with a stage hook. So leaving now seems like my best chance as being remembered by you, our listeners, as someone who you enjoyed waking you up instead of some old dude who put you to sleep. A great successor. The folks who are buying us, the Journal Broadcasting Company, is a great company who will treat our listeners and our advertisers right. There are many companies out there today who care only for profits. We believe that the Journal folks are going to be great stewards of whatever legacy we've created and will continue to support the broadcasting ideals for which we've stood. So, at long last today marks my final regular morning show. I figure I'll be back from time to time on commercials. And if you'll keep listening, I'd like to keep doing philosophy and foolishness and writing for the Ranch Hand Roundup and maybe sitting in from time to time for Doug or one of the other ranch hands. So before I say adios, I'd like to say thank you. I'd like to say thank you for the years of fun that I've been allowed to have while working. Thank you for the fact that I couldn't wait to get to work every morning. Couldn't wait to play those country records for you. Thank you for all the miles you've traveled to visit. For the many times you patronized our sponsors by saying, "Old Mike and GFDI sent me." Thank you for the living you've provided for me and my family. For the opportunity you've provided for us to get to know all the country stars that have graced our paths these last 3.5 decades. Thank you for my colleagues who've been so inspiring and professional to work with. And to our many sponsors who've trusted me to tell their story to the customers. And thank you for the secure and promising future that awaits Janie and I as we begin our whole new phase of life. I just say, till I see you again, save your Hank Williams record, friends. Country music is going to rise again.
FDI AM FM Wichita. Thanks, boss. Our first story, President Clinton says he's anxious to stop the bombing of Yugoslavia. But the president says he and other NATO leaders are insisting on a militarily verifiable withdrawal of Serb forces from Kosovo.